This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When deputies arrived on scene, they responded to the shots fired call. When they got here, they were still hearing those shots.
Authorities in Southern California say 13 people are dead, including a gunman and a sheriff's deputy, after a mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, late last night. They say a man walked in a black trench coat, pulled out a gun, and started firing, also tossing a smoke grenade or two. This fire official says they think at least a dozen people were wounded.
Some of those that were able to get out of the facility actually drove themselves to the hospital. We're still trying to finalize that number and make sure that we've accounted for everybody.
2 days after the midterm elections and 3 U.S. Senate races, a dozen U.S. House races, and one for Georgia governor are still too close to call. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The White House has banned a CNN journalist after a contentious post-election day news conference held by President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The White House has suspended the White House pass of CNN's Jim Acosta, accusing him of harming an intern who was trying to grab his mic away during a contentious exchange with President Trump. Acosta responded on CNN.
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
In a statement, CNN said White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders lied. They said the White House revoked Acosta's press pass in retaliation for his challenging questions during the conference.
President Trump's proposed to the VP, Mike Pence.
Mike, will you be my running mate? Stand up, Mike, please. Raise your right hand. Will you? Thank you. Okay, good. The answer is yes. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That happened during President Trump's post-election day news conference yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Canada is apologizing to Jewish refugees who were rejected entry during the 1930s. In the House of Commons, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, gave a speech yesterday asking for forgiveness for his nation's refusal to grant asylum to fleeing Jewish refugees. He characterized the act as callous, and he says they contributed to sealing the cruel fates of far too many of those who were harmed in the Holocaust. In 1939, Canada did turn away the MS St. Louis, which was carrying over 900 Jewish people. For the first time in over a decade, less than a majority of Americans say crime is a very or extremely serious problem in America. A Gallup poll released yesterday said 49% believe it was a very or extremely serious problem, but that number is down 10% from where it was just a year ago. Half of the Americans surveyed say crime is a moderate or not at all a serious problem. It's the first time the top number dropped below 50% since 2004. and a Texas judge is letting his juvenile defendants go free after losing his reelection bid. Harris County Juvenile Court Judge Glenn Devlin releasing at least seven young people who appeared before him yesterday before letting them go, asking them if they planned on killing anybody. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in and activating your citizenry. This is a government up for by we the people, which means, hey, look at we the people got to do our job. And we got to, be true to the lane that we're called to operate in and to hold our government accountable. Well, President Trump is in Pittsburgh. He is there doing what he should be doing as president, leading the way of a country that is mourning for its fellow citizens that were gunned down. And of course, the temperament of the media being what it is, they want to report a lot of the negative, some exceptions there. And because of the way this whole situation has been reported, it's no wonder. And they continue to agitate this incivility and then question why we don't have civility. I'm not sure I understand this. Dr. John Lott is with us, national columnist, top-selling author, and he is here to give us his perspective on how the synagogue shooting could have been stopped. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. Good to talk to you again.
John, what is it about this, kind of convoluted, mindset that we have? We want to be civil, but yet we continue to be uncivil. So we're just not playing our part in it. I guess we're just happy to be uncivil and maybe just talk about it, but really not mean it.
Right. Well, I mean, I would blame the media a lot for this type of incivility. But let me take a step back. I think there's a reason why politics generally has gotten less civil over the decades. And that is more is at stake as the government's gotten bigger. Gotten more involved in our lives. People care a lot more who's running the government. If, 100 years ago, the federal government was about 2% of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 25%, and we have whole new areas of regulation in our lives that nobody would have even thought about 50 years ago.
That's a good point.
And it's everything from the court battles on who gets on the court. I mean, you go back 100 years ago or even less, and you would have a Republican president appoint a Democrat to be a Supreme Court justice, even though the Republicans even controlled the Senate at that time. You had Herbert Hoover appoint Benjamin Cardozo, and Hoover, when he went out there, he said, I just want to put the smartest person on the Supreme Court. And when he asked people, they said the smartest person was Cardozo.
Right.
you had Democratic presidents appoint Republican appeals court judges. You know, nothing like that would happen now. And there are basically two reasons. One is, back then, whether it was Republican or Democrat, you kind of assumed they would read the law and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some differences in interpretation, but usually the law was pretty clear, and so you were kind of limited. Now, judges kind of view themselves more as, you know, legislators. But also the amount that's involved. I mean, since the 1960s to now, the amount of cases per capita that go to the circuit courts, which are the level right below the Supreme Court, is grown by like 12 times.
Wow.
And that's because, you know, we have whole new regulatory agencies at the federal level, the Environmental Protection Agency, labor laws, discriminatory actions. I mean, you could go on forever listing the financial regulatory bodies and other things that put out rules that we didn't have before. And so that opens up whole new areas of federal law that the courts have to get involved with in determining what our lives are going to be like. So, you know, I think the irony is that if you want to go and reduce the amount of rancor that's there, you're going to have to reduce the federal government's involvement in people's lives. But, you know, obviously, Democrats want to increase the involvement in people's lives.
And that's so, been their drive from day one. Yeah, bigger government. They really don't look at we the people as being a group that can self-rule, self-regulate, do the right thing. You know, you got to have big government. And, you know, this was the big fight. I mean, the essence of the Kavanaugh confirmation was that, you know, who was going to run the country? Was the people going to run the country, or was it going to be the Democrats being able to use activists, judges, to their benefit?
Right. And it also explains things like why so much money is spent on political campaigns. You know, if the federal government was 2% of GDP, do you think people would want to spend as much money determining who is going to win to spend the money or pass the regulations?
Exactly.
The answer seems pretty clearly no.
Well, yeah, I mean, the system is fixed. So, John, I mean, what you're bringing up here is it requires, you know, I mean, Barack Obama talked about fundamental transformation, but I don't think he had the transformation in mind that you're talking about here that would empower the people again. I mean, Donald Trump said on his inauguration speech, that today was going to be a turning point for this country, that the country once again was going to be a government for by we the people. Well, there are, as we know, because of the deep state, this growing, you know, bureaucracy that has expanded like the blob and has taken over so much a part of our lives. And it's all, I mean, they've got their tentacles in going deep, and they're well established. How do we blow them out of the water here?
Right. Well, a lot's going to have to do with things like the upcoming election that you're going to have in a week. You know, do you want individuals to make decisions on what's in their health insurance, or do you want the federal government to be making those decisions? It's those types of issues which are going to determine how much these things are fought over in the future. I mean, if the federal government determines what your insurance is going to cover and exactly how much you're going to pay, then people who care about what's in their insurance policies are going to have to spend money to make sure that their guy gets elected. They're
exactly.
going to have to fight hard over who's going to be the judges who are going to be ruling on whether certain things are properly included or not. But if individuals get to decide that for themselves, then you don't need to go to a politician to go and lobby or call them up or tell them how you want them to vote, or go and contact a regulatory agency. You just make that decision yourself.
Yeah. But, John, when they've been so conditioned to think otherwise, to think that they need to rely on the government, boy, this is like we're like addicts. You know, we need a 12-step program in order to find our way back to what our founding fathers intended for us and what our U.S. Constitution stipulates. Do we not?
Right. Well, I mean, you don't even have to go back that far. I mean, you go back 50 years or so.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Obviously things were dramatically different. People.
Exactly. Hey, John, we got to go to break. Hang in there with me. More from Dr. John Lott on the other side of the break. How the synagogue shooting could have been stopped. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain, washed away every stain. His name is mercy.
Americans fresh and very independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. With 11 people killed at the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue, Americans want something done that would actually make a difference. The question is, could that be eliminating gun-free zones? Dr. John Lott, national columnist, top-selling author, is here to break it down for us. John, what do you say?
All right. Well, it makes me appreciate Trump being president. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine any other president when he was asked. I mean, the first question he was asked after the massacre, the tragedy that we saw, was he didn't think any of the gun control laws that kept on being pushed would have made a difference, and that he had hoped that somebody there would have had a concealed handgun in order to stop the attack. And I think he's exactly right. I mean, one can't go and look at how these killers, time after time, keep on picking places where victims aren't able to defend themselves to attack. They may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They want to kill as many people as possible. And they know if they go to a target, a gun-free zone, where victims aren't able to defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people than they would have otherwise. You know, this
exactly.
Synagogue had armed security that they would have on high holy days, but they said they couldn't afford it financially for the rest of the year, so they left themselves unprotected. And you know, they don't need to have armed guards. You know, one of the problems with having an armed guard in uniform anyway is that they're readily identifiable. A killer that goes into a place, if he knows that only people in uniform have a gun, and there's, let's say, one armed guard there, mm-hmm. you go and kill him, you have free reign.
Exactly.
The benefit of having a permanent concealed handgun is it makes it much more dangerous for these killers. It takes away their strategic advantages that they have, because these killers then don't know who it is that might be able to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it even makes the job, if you're going to have an armed security guard, their job safer, because if the killer comes in and he starts to go after the security guard, he reveals his position and maybe somebody behind him or to the side has a permanent concealed handgun and is able to stop him. You know, the media bias on this weekend was just amazing, because at the same time the Sunday morning talk shows were ravaging Trump for even suggesting that somebody there have a concealed handgun to stop it.
Right.
They were bringing up cases like last week where in Louisville a man attacked a Kroger grocery store trying to shoot blacks and killing two of them. What they failed to mention, every one of the shows failed to mention, even though when they would bring this up, is that the killer there was stopped by a concealed carry permit holder.
Exactly.
They would even go so far as to quote part of what the killer said, where he said, you know, whites don't shoot whites. But the reason why he said whites don't shoot whites is because the concealed carry permit holder was pointing his, who was white,
yes.
was pointing his gun at this killer to stop him from killing more blacks. And mm-hmm. the beginning of the quote was, don't shoot me. And as soon as they exchanged gunfire, the killer ran away from the scene. And so somehow these guys, I mean, you know why they didn't want to bring it up? Because it would have destroyed their whole argument that they
exactly.
just made attacking mm-hmm. Trump.
Right.
And yet they could selectively pick part of a quote and ignore the fact that you had this case. On our website at crimeresearch.org, we have postings of literally dozens of cases in just the last couple of years around the country where permanent concealed handgun holders have stopped mass public shootings. There was just a case a couple days ago in Alabama at a McDonald's where a man burst into the restaurant, immediately started firing and shooting at people. A father who was there with his kid was wounded, and in response, he pulled out his permanent concealed handgun and fatally shot the attacker that was there.
Right.
I mean, God, you know, workers in the McDonald's there say, thank God
exactly
that this person had his permanent concealed handgun because they believe that they would have been killed if he hadn't been there to stop the attack. I mean, the guy started firing as soon as he went into the restaurant. You know, not a robbery, it appears, where he would just go and ask somebody to turn over the money. You don't go and shoot the cash register person if you're going to go and just rob the place.
Exactly.
And
right.
So, you know, I could go through case after case like this. They rarely get national news attention when these happen. I mean, these Louisville cases and the one in Alabama are different in that they're starting now to get a little bit of national news attention. But, you know, the other thing that Trump said and that the media went after him on was he said this type of violence occurs all around the world. He couldn't be more correct. In fact, if you look at these types of mass public shootings, we put out a research report a couple months ago showing that the United States was well below the world average in terms of these types of mass public shootings. People may not know, but just over a week ago, there was a big attack at a school in Crimea where a student shot up his school, killing 20 people and wounding 65 others. You know, it's just these things happen all around the world, even in countries like Russia, which has incredibly strict gun control laws.
I was going to say, and, what was the gun control, you know, regulations there in Crimea, and was it a soft target, unprotected, just like many of the schools here are in this country?
It was a soft target. It was a place where nobody else had a gun, where people weren't allowed to go and have guns. And they have incredibly strict licensing of guns in Russia. But, you know, you saw the New York Times on Sunday come out with an article saying, you know, President Trump asserts or makes the assertion that these gun laws wouldn't have a benefit that the Democrats were pushing, the assault weapons ban and these background checks on private transfers. There's not one mass public shooting in the last 20 years, basically, that would have been stopped by having these background checks on private transfers of guns.
And John, they admit it, and the Dems admit that it wouldn't really make that big a difference, but yet they continue to go blindly, and the mainstream media is right with them, and it's no wonder this fake news is hurting us. I mean, it is compromising the conversation and the debate to where we can reasonably come up with a solution, does it not?
Even the term fake news, when the media keeps on saying, well, the president's condemning the news media, he's not condemning the news media. What he says all the time is fake news is the enemy of the people.
Right.
And somehow the media can't even report that correctly. They have to say he's saying the news media is. And when something gets something wrong, okay, if they put out false information, what is the problem with the president going and calling them on putting out that stuff? But this is another example. So when the New York Times would quote all the Democrats and all the different types of gun control laws that Nancy Pelosi wanted and the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania wants to have, they never would write, and they're asserting or they're making assertions. They would just say, you know, what they want to have.
Exactly. Well, John, what was it about the report, which, of course, went very underreported? Something like 162,000 of there were incidences where a situation of, you know, a mass shooting was averted because of a concealed carry confrontation, and this was averted. So I think it was 162,000 was the report. You might have the better figure.
Yeah, I don't know a precise number on that. I mean, I can point to cases where mass public
right.
have been...
Exactly.
Give Joy Get Joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, the 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give Joy Get Joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast.
When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a Supreme Court justice is hospitalized this morning. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night and is currently at a hospital in Washington, D.C., where she's being treated for 3 broken ribs. A spokeswoman says she's expected to be okay. 12 people dead, including a deputy, and the gunman makes 13 after a mass shooting at a bar outside Los Angeles late last night.
He had 2 rounds that I know with him. He changed them within about 6 seconds, which was really fast. So he knew what he was doing.
That's a witness to the shootings at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California last night, which NBC News is now reporting was carried out by a 29-year-old man named Ian Long, although law enforcement has not yet released the identity of the gunman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you. Just wait, like us. Very fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, for military veterans with Medicare and their caregivers, the annual election period for Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans is underway and continues through December 7th. And this, of course, is a critical time. Vets, you'll want to make sure to access health care coverage to ensure you select the best possible health plan to cover doctor visits, medical equipment, medications to meet your health needs within your budget in the coming year. To help with this process and some common myths should be examined, even if a veteran has a VA health care benefit. Adding Medicare Advantage may provide access to more health care providers and could make medical treatment, equipment, and prescriptions more affordable. Here to tell us more about that is Ed Sandrick, Director for a Veterans Channel, Humana. Ed, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about this. So, as I mentioned, the deadline to select health coverage for 2019 is coming up next month, right?
Actually, the annual election period began, annual enrollment period began Monday, the 15th of October, and it'll close Friday, December 7th. And that's for all plans that are effective the first of the year next year.
Okay. So what questions should veterans ask when considering their health care options?
Yeah. You know, anybody that's eligible for Medicare ought to consider the costs, right? We're talking about individuals who are on fixed income, typically. Their out-of-pocket costs are going to be important, so they should consider the premiums they would have to pay for a plan, the deductibles, co-pays, maximum out-of-pocket protection. The networks are always important. Is my doctor or my doctor in hospital in the network? Seniors are typically on one or several prescription drugs, so they ought to look at the drug formularies that are, that's the list of drugs that a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan would cover, and they should know that original Medicare doesn't, original Medicare alone doesn't cover prescription drugs. So if they're on original Medicare and they've got a situation where they need drugs, they need to consider a Medicare, a Part D plan or a Medicare Advantage plan with Part D. And the other considerations certainly are, what are my costs this year? What does it cost me for my health care? What do I anticipate it costing next year so I can make the right decision when I take a look at my plan options?
Exactly. Now, let's talk about some common myths about Medicare that veterans should be aware of.
Well, veterans in particular, you know, Medicare can be confusing enough for, you know, your average senior, but where veterans are concerned, particularly veterans who are eligible and use the VA healthcare system for some or all their care, ought to know that the VA system and the Medicare system, whether it's original Medicare or Medicare Advantage, are two separate systems. They don't interact with one another. They don't interfere with one another. And one doesn't jeopardize the other. So if I'm a veteran and I go to the VA for health care and I want to consider additional physicians and hospitals that are perhaps a little more accessible to me than the VA hospital, I can look at a Medicare Advantage plan or original Medicare and know that I'm not going to jeopardize my health care on the VA side. So many veterans, we've heard from them that they thought that they would jeopardize their health care coverage if they moved from one to the other. I guess the other myth is that some veterans didn't believe or don't believe that they need to or should sign up for Part B and begin paying into the Part B program. And while that may be true if they're getting all of their care at the VA, should they need care outside the VA through original Medicare or Medicare Advantage, they would need to have Part B. So if they hadn't signed up for Part B when they first became eligible, when they turned 65, and they make that decision to do so, so they can go on original Medicare or Medicare Advantage, they may be subject to a financial penalty when they do, in fact, finally pay Part B.
Mm-hmm. So basically, what it looks like yet is that Medicare Advantage and their benefit, their benefits with the VA, are pretty complementary. So they work hand in glove. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they do, but they don't, not in an active way. I mean, the mm-hmm. veteran, you know, manages his or her health care in the VA healthcare system, and then. If they are on original Medicare and or Medicare Advantage, they can use the system out there. And in light of that, the Medicare Advantage plan, original Medicare, can be a supplement to mm-hmm. the care that a veteran may be getting at the VA. So in that case, right. to your point, the hand in glove would be correct.
Appropriate then. You mentioned Medicare Plan B, and you know, we've got the alphabet here, A, B, C, and D. What are the difference between each category here?
Yeah. So Medicare has four parts, A, B, C, and D, as you mentioned. Part A is traditionally known as the hospital portion of original Medicare. Part B is the typically known as the physician portion or the outpatient portion of Medicare. So in Part A, you're looking at services and supplies that are medically necessary to treat a disease. It includes hospital care, nursing home care, home health services, and even hospice under Part A. Part B would be, as I mentioned, the physician portion or the outpatient portion that would also include preventive services. Part C in this alphabet is Medicare Advantage. So that's taking Medicare Part A and Part B and partnering with an insurer like Humana for a Medicare Advantage plan. And through the Medicare Advantage plan, the word advantage would be that above or outside of original Medicare, I have a plan that covers everything that is in Part A and B, but also a plan that covers my maximum out-of-pocket costs, programs that are designed to improve my health and manage my chronic conditions. The Humana plans offer dental, vision, and hearing coverage, fitness club memberships, nurse advice line that operates 24/7, So there's a lot there to an individual when they want to look at a Medicare Advantage plan. And then Part D, as you mentioned, is prescription drug coverage. And that's where an individual, veteran or not, could look at purchasing a standalone Part D plan, prescription drug plan, or enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan that includes prescription drugs.
Okay. Well, Ed, I know that we have to... go ahead.
I'm sorry, it's not simple, and it's always important for the individuals to know that there are resources there to help them. And I need to say that www.medicare.gov and 1-800-MEDICARE are two great resources for seniors who are looking at their plan options during this time, or certainly www.humanamedicare.com, where they can get a lot of information about the plans that are available and even talk to a live agent to help them through the decision process.
Well, Ed, you gave us a lot of great information here, and I know we have to let you go, so thank you so much. I appreciate you being on Bill Martinez Live to help our vets understand, you know, this this period of time that's really important for them to take advantage, you know, especially in light of Veterans Day coming up. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Take care. Have a great day. Ed Sandrick has been our guest director of Veterans Channel at Humana. And you have veterans, you know, the enrollment period, as he stated, started on October the 15th. And you've got till December the 7th. That is a critical time to, you know, for this annual election period. You know, you need to check this out. And again, go to the website and get more information. As you can tell, there's lots of moving parts here. And I can tell you that everybody's been most helpful for me as I've gone through this process to understand it. It can be, you know, when you start going down through the alphabet, A, B, C, and D, it can be a little bit intimidating at first, but you'll find them most helpful. Check out HumanaMedicare.com or Medicare.gov for more information. Ed Sandrick has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. The student loan debt crisis is among the most serious economic challenges facing young adults today. With Americans owing more than $1.5 trillion in student loans, many families struggle with college affordability even decades after graduation. October marks the opening period for the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, and it's recommended parents don't miss out on available money to help offset the rising costs of a higher education. Patricia Seaman, financial expert.
Parents and their soon-to-be college-age children should work together and pay careful attention to options available to fund higher education. Among the considerations are understanding public versus private loans, where to look for scholarships and grants, and how working while in school, whether through work-study or other jobs, can help lower the burden of debt. Mitigating the damage from student loan debt is essential for our families' finances and our children's future.
Understanding the various types of financial aid can help families save thousands. For more, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and yes, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, the one, the only, Steve Evans, the movie guy. Steve-O, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing great, and Bohemian Rhapsody ruled the day, rocked the top of the box office last weekend. Did you get a chance to see it?
Oh, I told you. In Hawaii, I was able to find it here in Maui, and oh, my goodness. Steve, what a terrific movie. I mean, it's so well done. I gotta tell you, I mean, I was surprised. I mean, it was a bit emotional for me. And yeah, I go ahead.
That's okay.
Whoops. Okay, that may be them calling now. But anyways, I mentioned it really touched me. I just was really moved, you know, by the talent that was on display here, and what a well-directed, produced movie. The backstory of this whole thing is just incredible.
Well, it is an amazing performance by Rami Malek. I mean, the movie, I thought, is kind of your standard rise of the rock band, fall of the rock band, the redemption of the lead singer, all that, you know, is we've seen before. But I'm telling you, Rami Malek is an amazing performer. I actually think he was a better Freddie Mercury than Freddie Mercury. He was on stage. I don't know what it was like at the where you saw the movie. I went to a matinee. The place was packed. You know, the crowd was raucous. Mm-hmm. They were shouting and screaming. And I mean, it was a pretty amazing performance. So I think it will do well. I mean, the word of mouth is great. I mean, they do what they call the CinemaScore exit poll when they talk to people coming out of the movie, and it got an A grade. So they're expecting big things. Made about $50 million.
Yeah, it was. You know, I'm in Maui, and so people were kind of laid back, but still, they sat through the credits, and you know, I think it, obviously, you know, the music and the sound, and again, reminding us all what a musical powerhouse Queen was.
Yes, and so creative. They were just, you know, they were going to be doing something differently, and then, you know, they made up their mind to do so, and away they went. I mean, when you take a look at the music that they came out with, you know, the Bohemian Rhapsody, a rock opera sort of a song that, you know, it was a risk, to say the least, when they put that out.
Yeah.
But it all seemed to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, at a time, and of course, I was in radio at the time, and understood the limits. Everything was 3-4 minutes. You know, it was all, you know, set in that place. And then here they come, and they're producing a 6-minute song that, you know, EMI said, forget it, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Freddie Mercury walks out, he goes, well, this is the day, and you are the one that lost Queen. And the rest is history, as they say, right?
It was, it's an amazing film. I would recommend it. Bohemian Rhapsody, making about $51 million in this country, another $90 million or so overseas. So it is off and running. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. not doing quite what Disney had hoped, and the exit score wasn't all that great either. They made about $20.4 million. It will continue to roll, though, because it is a holiday movie, and guess what? We're in the holiday season. Number three was Nobody's Fool. That's Tyler Perry's movie, and Star is Born was number four, and Halloween rounding out the top five. Halloween making about $150 million so far. So coming out this weekend, we have another holiday film called The Grinch. This is a movie which, this is the third adaptation of the story by Dr. Seuss, which he wrote way back there in 1957. And I guess they're just going to continue to do it because, hey.
He keeps living. The Grinch continues no matter what, I guess. There's probably... There's a force. What is it? You know, what anymore? Everything's 50-50 in this country anymore. So what are 50% of the country, you know, geared to the Grinch or something?
I would imagine it's going to make a few bucks. It's a familiar title. And, you know, guess what? I mean, it's the holiday season. And so when you're going to go to a movie, you're looking for a holiday title. Here's what's going on here. Right. In case you're not familiar with the story, each year at Christmas, the Whos disrupt the tranquil solitude of the Grinch with their increasingly bigger, brighter, and louder celebrations. Now, when the Whos declare that they are going to make Christmas three times bigger this year, the Grinch realizes, hey, there's only one way for him to gain some peace and quiet. He must steal Christmas. Mm-hmm. And to do so, he decides he'll pose as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, even going so far as to trap a lackadaisical misfit reindeer to pull the sleigh. Now, meanwhile, down in Whoville, we have Cindy Lou Who, that I mentioned that this was written by Dr. Seuss. Cindy Lou Who, yes. A young girl overflowing with holiday cheer, plots with her gang to, trap Santa Claus as he makes his Christmas Eve round so that she can thank him for help for her overworked single mother. Now, as Christmas approaches, however, her good-natured scheme threatens to collide with the Grinch's more nefarious one. Will Cindy Lou Who achieve her goal of finally meeting Santa Claus, or will the Grinch succeed in silencing the Who's holiday cheer once and for all? To answer those questions, you'll have to buy a ticket. The Grinch out there this weekend, 68% recommending. Another movie here. Well, you're familiar with The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and those films?
Yes, absolutely, right. Mm-hmm.
All based on the book by Stieg Larsson, the book series, I should say. It's called the Millennium Book Series because the Millennium is the fictional magazine that the reporter, this Michael Bloomquist, supposedly works for in these books. Now, there was a trilogy. Stieg Larsson wrote three books that, before they were even published, he died of a heart attack. So this has all happened as after he passed. I happened to see the books were originally made into films in Sweden. So there were three films that were over there that were actually foreign films with subtitles. I got hooked into that series, and then of course came the American versions of those, and then we have now a fourth book and movie. Now, of course, obviously Stieg isn't around, so this fourth book was written by David Lazarkrantz, and it is in the style of Stieg, and his estate has given their full blessing, and so he has written this book called The Girl in the Spider's Web, A New Dragon Tattoo Story. There will be a fifth book called The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye. That actually, the book came out in 2017. The movie will be coming out, I would imagine, sometime in the next couple of years. Here's what's going on. If you're familiar with what the characters here, we have Lisbeth Salander, a young computer hacker, and she works with journalist Michael Bloomquist. They find themselves caught in a web of spies and cyber criminals and corrupt government officials. Now, she's this cult figure, and this, of course, is the fourth story in the Millennium book series. So we'll see how that one does this weekend. It is starring Claire Foy, who seems to have amazing range, because she just played the young Elizabeth in The Crown, and she just does amazing work. So we'll see how it plays out. She's getting good reviews, 64% recommending The Girl in the Spider's Web, This New Dragon Tattoo Story.
Let me ask you something regarding subtitles. Being since you've been following this series so closely and you saw the transition from subtitles and coming to America, do you find that you get more when a movie is subtitled or when it's in the language of the vernacular, so to speak?
Well, obviously, I wouldn't be able to understand the language, and sometimes the you know, you wonder about the translation. But I for whatever reason, I love subtitled movies because you see,
that's what I've heard. I've heard people that really. My wife loves subtitled movies. I go, okay, I'll go through it and I've just wondered, you know, okay, because some people, you know, they somehow enjoy it. They get a lot of satisfaction from it. For me, I just want to get to the, you know, I want to get to the story, I guess, and. You know.
Well, for a while, you know, I actually forget that the movie is subtitled. I just, you know, you get, you know, used to, you know, reading the dialogue, and it, it's, you know, you forget that you're actually
just kind of flows.
The movie.
Yeah.
Kind of flows that
exactly.
way. And I found it, right. it's this, I like it's set in the language and the country where these stories were developed. It seemed to be, I don't know, more authentic. And when, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with the American versions. The American versions come along, they're bigger, they have bigger budgets, a little flashier, more special effects, things like that. But, you know, I mean, it's six of one, a half dozen of the other, I guess.
Well, very nice. Okay.
Yeah, okay, we have the front runner. You remember, of course, Senator Gary Hart. Remember that
yes.
particular
oh, yeah.
saga back there in 1988? You remember all that, right?
Oh, we yeah, have and the famous boat. And the famous boat ride.
The monkey business, unfortunately.
Yes.
This is Hugh Jackman starring as the politician Gary Hart. And this is directed by Jason Reitman, who has done great work like Up in the Air. So this is a new drama called The Front Runner. And this film follows the rise and fall of Senator Hart, who really captured the imagination of a lot of young voters and was considered the overwhelming front runner for the 1988 Democratic presidential nomination when his campaign was sidelined by the story of an extramarital relationship with Donna Rice as tabloid journalism and political journalism merged really for the first time. Senator Hart was forced to drop out of the race, events that left a profound and lasting impact on American politics and the world stage. I think what is really significant about this movie is this is really the first time that this sort of thing happened, remember?
Yeah, and you think about how much has changed. That was then, and here's now, right?
Right. And,
it's like, oh, you know, that doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it was really for the first time that we really had to deal with a lot of this because a lot had gone on, but the press really didn't delve into it. You know, you had things
exactly.
going on with FDR and all these people and
Kennedy.
People, yeah, the press didn't ask too many questions. So this is going to be an interesting movie. 68% recommending Hugh Jackman starring Vera Farmiga, J.K. Simmons is in this, the front runner out this weekend. Another movie here called...
We got about 20 seconds left here, Steve-O.
Well, a couple of more titles you might want to look for. We have Overlord, rated R, 89% coming out. And then we have The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is a six-part Western anthology film from Joel and Ethan Coen. 93% recommending that one. So you have a lot to choose from this weekend as the holiday movie season continues.
It is off and rolling. Steve, the music guy from Hollywood, California, the movie capital still. This is Bill Martinez. Steve-O, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bacon lovers.